This podcast is presented by Chicago Sports Nation. Chicago Sports Nation, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience. Welcome to White Sox Nation Podcast, brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get the all-new and improved Lawnmower 4.0 on manscaped.com. And of course, use our code CHI, C-H-I, and you get 20% off plus free shipping. Once again, that code is CHI, C-H-I, and you get 20% off plus free shipping. This is your host, Jack Thiel. Today, we got a loaded show for you. We're going to obviously look at this week's past games, a series with the Oakland Athletics as well as the Tampa Bay Rays. Talk about Yoan Moncada's season. There's been a lot of backlash on him, and some fans are very happy with this performance. Also, some are very upset with his performances. We're also going to talk about Tim Anderson once again. Another clutch week for TA7. We're going to talk about what that clutch moment was and the reason he has just been so good this year. Also, Yasmani Grandal is going to be making his way to the MLB. So we'll talk about, you know, where he's at right now in his rehab and where you could expect to see him, and then what the roster move would be if he does get called up in the future weeks. But with that being said, let's get this show on the road. So the White Sox this week, or last week, I should say, they started their series against the Oakland Athletics, a good test for the Southsiders, as on Monday, they won 5-2. They saw themselves down 2-0 early. Dallas Keuchel started, but after that, the White Sox would score 5 unanswered runs, and the bullpen would work 4 innings and record 9 strikeouts. And then on Tuesday, Ronaldo Lopez received a start, and he was terrific, throwing 5 shutout innings as the White Sox won 9-0. It was a big day for Jose Abreu as he had a 3-run shot alongside Jake Lamb, who also had a 3-run home run. And then on Wednesday, the White Sox would win a close one 3-2. Back and forth game as Lance Lynn had the start. It was a big game as the White Sox would lead 3-1. Then the Athletics would tie it, but Liam Hendricks shut things out of the bullpen and recorded the 5-out save. And the series finale on Saturday, the White Sox would lead 3-2 in the middle of the game, but the Athletics would come back and win 5-3 and salvage that. But the White Sox would still take 3-4 from Oakland. And the White Sox traveled to Tampa Bay to face off against the Rays, and the White Sox would win game one. This is where we're talking about Tim Anderson becoming clutch. But in general, Giolito looked fantastic on the mound. The bullpen did have its struggles, but the White Sox would win game one. And on Saturday, the Tampa Bay Rays jumped to an early 4-0 lead on Dallas Keuchel and eventually would win 8-4. And then the series finale on Sunday, Ronaldo Lopez got a little jammed up in the first 3 innings, and then the Rays would go on to win 9-0. It was just a quiet day from the White Sox offense as Tim Anderson and Luis Robert got the day off, so a little depleted last night. But with that being said, the White Sox went 4-3 this week, and on last week's podcast, if you didn't listen to it, I said, you know, if the White Sox were to go 4-3, that I would consider that a win or a good week, and I think you do look at that just because going into this week, the Athletics and White Sox had pretty much the same record, and the White Sox were able to take 3-4, almost swept them pretty close. And obviously going to Tampa Bay, it's always hard for the White Sox because they are a team that plays on grass and the Astros are a team that plays on turf. So obviously these are major league players and you probably shouldn't be making excuses for that type of way, but there is a big difference, especially with the ground balls. The ground balls, they just jump at you, and, you know, on grass, you're obviously not used to that. You're used to kind of waiting back or playing off the hop. So the White Sox, you could see they had their struggles in there, but I thought in general it was a good week for them. I thought we saw the bullpen, you know, do good. We also saw some hitters step up. I think Tim Anderson, of course, Luis Robert looked good. Yoan Moncada extended his hit streak along with Aloy. You know, I thought just there were some bits and pieces. You know, the bullpen had its moments. The starting pitching looked very good to where you looked at it and you're like, all right, that wasn't bad. That was pretty good. So I think for the White Sox, it was a pretty decent week as, you know, they got one game better and now they are only 9.5 above the Cleveland as Cleveland is on a 3-game win streak as well. So a little closer than last week we talked, but White Sox still in first place. So with that being said, our first topic is going to be Yoan Moncada. Now, Yoan Moncada has had a very interesting year. He's been hot, he's been cold, but if we're talking about this season overall, fans have been happy but also very upset with the third baseman. And that reason being probably because his batting average is not the greatest. It's not even that bad, but coming into today, his batting average is at .256, but he also has 11 home runs, 51 RBIs. And also, that might be another part of it, is the RBIs are not as, or home runs are not as high as people would think, you know, that a Yoan Moncada season would be. But he also is top, I believe, up top 15 in the MLB in terms of on-base percentage with .371 on the year. He's also, like I said, on a 9-game hit streak. And I think for people, it's, you know, they're just wanting to see more power from him. And obviously, for a guy like Yoan Moncada, you just want power. You want power, power, power. But sometimes he doesn't have the power. I mean, he has played pretty good, too, these past couple of weeks. He's had two doubles in the last two games, a couple home runs this month in the month of August. The strikeouts, obviously, are always problem for him. I mean, I think he strikes out almost every game, but I think in general people are upset about it because they think he can be a lot better and he's not playing to that potential that people brought him up to when the White Sox traded him. But like I just said, I think that people need to realize that Yoan Moncada is having a pretty, and I would say average season for a third baseman in the MLB. You know, you can't really name that many good third basemen, especially in the American League in general. See, I just think he's having a pretty decent year. Obviously, he could be playing a lot better. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, he has one of the best walk percentages in the MLB. He has one of the best hard hits and average exit velocity. His weighted on base percentage is in the 76 percentile. And the chase rate is that it's great. You know, there are more great numbers than poor numbers. I would say his only problem is the whiffs. But other than that, he's had himself a good, pretty decent season. His walks right now are at an all-career high. And, you know, when a guy like Yoan Moncada, it's just hard because, I mean, when you're not getting those pitches you like, you're not going to swing. And when you only get a couple pitches, and you might miss those. But, I mean, obviously the fastballs have become a problem, but I think in general, Yoan Moncada has been a good third baseman for the Chicago White Sox. I think he's definitely been better. I think, you know, he's been a guy that people are going to be hard on because, you know, he was the number one prospect in the MLB when the White Sox traded for him. So I think Yoan Moncada is having an average year. He's also got a great glove at third base, don't forget. And I think some people are kind of putting so much more pressure on him because they're expecting a lot more. But I feel like, once again, as a fan, it's like, I think you just got to, like, relax and say he's fine. I think, obviously, you want him to play better. You want all of the players to play better, obviously. But I think for Yoan Moncada, he's just having an average year, and people want him to be great. And he's getting to that point right now. I don't really think Yoan Moncada is at his peak. So I think just give him some time, and he'll definitely step it up. But right now, I think the Yoan Moncada slander should really turn down or tone down. I really think it should be less of a problem just because he's been playing a good third base for the White Sox. So our next subject is Tim Anderson. And we talked about him last week. And I think the reason why we're going to talk about him now is just he has been an all-star for the White Sox, obviously, all season long. But my point being is that he is a guy who has always come up clutch for the White Sox. Obviously, the number one you're going to talk about is the Field of Dreams game. I mean, obviously what happened there was like magic. But I also think he's just been that type of guy for the White Sox. And the one game I kind of want to reflect on was that Friday night win for the White Sox as the White Sox won 7-5. He was 3-for-6 with 4 runs scored. He had the game-tying home run in the 9th, which tied it at 5-5. And he had the go-ahead RBI in the 11th. So he had 2 RBIs that day. And both of those RBIs tied the Sox or put them in the lead. And, I mean, he comes in today batting 303, and he has a 10-game hit streak, I should say, which is also surprising when I say this, is that 6 of those games have been multi-hit games. You know, it's all started August 8th against the Cubs. He also, in that span, has 4 home runs and 9 or 10 RBIs. So I think for that, that's just, it's good, obviously. I mean, this month he's batting 320 with an on-base percentage of 320, slugging at 573. And he's just been that guy for the White Sox. Like I said, I know we always talk about him, and obviously he deserves it. And my point being is that he is a guy who is just, he's the spark plug to this team. And I feel like maybe all the stats don't reflect it, but I think you got to look at him and you got to wonder, how does he keep doing it? How does he keep doing this? How does he keep hitting the ball? How does he just keep this momentum up? And it's been absolutely crazy. I think one thing I've realized in watching him is that he knows what's up. He knows that he knows he's the face of the White Sox. He knows that he needs to really bring this team up. So I think for the White Sox fans and Tim Anderson, it's just been that type of thing for him. And I'm just going to say that the White Sox definitely have a guy to lead them. And Tim Anderson is that guy, and he's been clutch all year long. So our last subject before we go to our ads by Manscaped and Anchor is Yasmani Grandal. As we know, Yasmani Grandal got surgery just this past month, and he is on his way coming back to the MLB. He is in AAA at the moment with the Charlotte Knights. There's no rush to bring him up. The White Sox want him to be 100% healthy, and I don't think the White Sox are rushing for him to come back just because he is most likely going to catch and in every game. In every playoff game, he is mostly going to catch, and you want him to be 100%. You don't want him to be 90 and then bring him back for the last 20, 30 games of the regular season. But I would say that he is back for the Cubs series next week, or this weekend, I should say. I don't think he'll be ready in Toronto. I think you maybe against the Cubs. I don't really think you do. I don't think he'd come back against the Cubs. I mean, the White Sox do have the Pirates next week too. So I think if you're the White Sox, you're not really in that rush to bring back Yasmani Grandal. Like I said, he's been hitting the ball pretty nice in AAA lately too. But I think your biggest focus is on getting his knee and his body to as close to as 100% that you can get it. And, you know, obviously you want him over Sebi Savalia or Zach Collins, but you got to let Yasmani Grandal rest up and get 100%. And when he comes up, I expect it will be Sebi Savala who gets called down to AAA. I feel like the contract, Zach Collins up, you know, that more years on him. And I feel like they feel better with Zach Collins just because of his bat. And he had a lefty power bat, and he has good opposite field power. So when Yasmani comes back, I would say next week or in 2 weeks, I would expect Zach Collins to stay up and Sebi Savala to go down. Obviously, that's the worst case scenario. I mean, we all like Sebi, but I mean, when it's Sebi or Zach Collins, you got to look at Zach Collins' bat and hope for the best. So with that being said, we're going to go to our ads by Manscaped and Anchor, and after that, we're going to take a look at this week's games, including the last part of the Crosstown Classic. Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the U.S. and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code CHI. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Welcome back to White Sox Nation Podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed those ads by Manscaped and the Inker, and yet you use our code CHI. CHI, once again, you get 20% off plus free shipping. So the White Sox this week on Monday, they start a four-game. A four-game set in Toronto against those Blue Jays. It starts off on Monday. 6:07 start time. It'll be Lance Lynn on the mound for the Chicago White Sox. And Alec Manoah for the Toronto Blue Jays. And on Tuesday night, it will be for the White Sox another 6:07 start time. Dylan Cease and Jose Berrios, the ex-twin for the Toronto Blue Jays. And then on Wednesday, another 6:07 start time will be Lucas Giolito and Robbie Ray, two strikeout pitchers. And then the series finale on Thursday, 2:07 start time, it will be Dallas Keuchel and Hyun-Jin Ryu. And then the White Sox will come back to the South Side to face off against their rivals, the Chicago Cubs. And on Friday, 7:10 start time, it will be no projected starters yet. And on Saturday at 6:10, projected starters will be Keegan Thompson for the Cubs and Lance Lynn for the White Sox. And then on the series finale on Sunday, 1:10 start time, will be Alec Mills and Dylan Cease. Those are the projected starters from ESPN. Obviously, we'll know when the game happens. But also to go off today's game, the White Sox just came out with their lineup, and it appears that Tim Anderson is going to have another day off. He's been battling some leg problems, some soreness, and Tony La Russa has trying to get him rested up, obviously, for the playoffs. So with that being said, no TA tonight for the White Sox. So now it's time for a bold prediction. Well, before a bold prediction, the White Sox in 7 games, I expect them to go 4-3 or 5-2. They should honestly sweep the Cubs. The Blue Jays can give them problems. They're very obviously power team with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, George Springer, Teoscar Hernandez. It's going to be very tough to beat them, but I think if you're the White Sox and you split that series maybe 2-2, go home and play the Cubs who are really bad, sweep them. You know, that's honestly that you're a 5-2 week and you might take that as a win. So with that being said, let's go to our bold predictions brought to you by Manscaped. Our first bold prediction is that Jose Abreu has himself a multi-home run game this week. Jose Abreu has had some success in Toronto, but he's also playing the Cubs, another team he has really good success against. So I think we can see a multi-home run game from Jose Abreu this week. Another one would be, I think Yoan Moncada totals 6 RBIs or more in the whole week in general. I think Yoan Moncada is secretly having himself a good couple of games, and I think maybe we'll see some power, but we'll also see him drive some runs. Next one, Lance Lynn tonight. He was very upset that he didn't get the pitch that much in last start. I think he goes 7-plus with 7-plus strikeouts. So 7-plus innings and 7-plus strikeouts tonight here on Monday. Another bold prediction, Lucas Giolito throws 7-plus innings, but 11-plus strikeouts. I think Lucas Giolito is really feeling himself right now. And, you know, I think he's been pitching up to the competition. And when you face a team like the Blue Jays, you're going to up your performance. So I think we see something from Lucas Giolito. My last one, I think the White Sox go 7-0 this week. It's bold, but, you know, the White Sox are a team that can get hot at the right time. Obviously, no Tim Anderson. It's very hard to do that, but these are bold predictions, and who knows? Maybe the White Sox can string a couple of wins and obviously come into Chicago and to face the Cubs on the good spirits after being a very high-powered Blue Jays team. So with that being said, that's it for today's show. Make sure you listen to all our podcasts, which are filmed every Monday, and you can listen to those on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. This is your host, Jack Thiel, signing off and saying, have a great day, everybody.